From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome. Wow, Armed American Radio, the fastest individual hours in all of national radio. I got to tell you, hundreds of cities around the country, thank you very much for tuning in. You know who I am. I am Mark Walters. I have been hosting this program with you now going on 8 years. And we are, as we speak right now together here on Armed American Radio, the second most listened to, according to TalkStream, national radio program right now on the air in the country. And that's huge. And we couldn't do it without you, so thank you very much. Let's just see who's about ready to get kicked out of first place, because we know we're going to take that top spot here in just a little bit. But we'll let you know here. Oh, and it's Bill Cunningham. We go up and up against Bill Cunningham every Sunday and have been for years, and he's an amazing guy. I've been a guest on his program. I need to bring him to this show. If you've been listening to the program today, what an amazing show it's been. The first hour with Alan Gottlieb was incredibly informative, as it always is with Alan, as he talks about the court cases that matter to us, particularly in Trump's America. You know, we have to learn, I've often said, that we have to relearn, if you will, how to act like winners. That's not easy to do. I want you to think about that. We've been knocked back on our heels. We've been on defense. We've been playing the defensive side of the ball for the better part of a decade. Those days are over. We have the ball, we're on offense, we're able to move the ball forward. What exactly does that mean? Moving the ball forward means being able to play both sides of the ball at the same time, staying defensive while gaining ground. I want you to think about that. Just wrap your head around that and think about what that means. It means keeping your eyes peeled, keeping your eyes open, alert to your surroundings, like you should be doing in your physical environment every day. But in particular, as it comes to your, as it applies to your gun rights as well. You want to play defensive, know what your enemies are up to, keep an eye on them. We're going to do that here for you. That's what we do. We've got the best, the brightest, the biggest names in the business doing just that, and we bring them to you every week on the show. But it also means being able to advance our agenda forward, and that's where the Second Amendment Foundation comes in. And that's winning court cases. That's how we advance our cause. That's why we can't get complacent. That's why the SAF needs your help. SAF.org. It's why you've got to re-up your membership at the NRA. Take it to a life membership if you can. Make it 3 years. Do whatever you need to do and make sure that you can't lay down. Very, very important. And that's part of acting like a winner, is staying ahead of the game, right? We don't want to give up any ground. We want to run the score up. And we have an historic opportunity to do that. Alan gave us some indication of how to do that, what the Supreme Court meant. The case down in Tallahassee, and some of these crazy rulings that we have to contend with as we continue to move the ball downfield. Then in the second hour of the program, of course, recapping quickly, AWR Hawkins, we answered a great email from a listener out in Sacramento, California. Love you guys. If anybody's got a fight on their hands, it's you guys out in California. You've always had it, but you've become this, unfortunately, this petri dish, this cesspool of gun hating, of rights hating, of attacks on your civil rights as an American citizen, and it's despicable. But help is on the way. The rest of America will blow right by California, and Californians will eventually collectively get their heads out of their you-know-what, hopefully. If not, we'll sue them into compliance. That will happen and is happening as we speak. We then heard from the great Rob Pincus, interaction with law enforcement. Very important, particularly in today's climate. Cops are on edge. Doesn't matter why they're on edge. We don't want to go into that conversation. We all know the answer to that. The fact of the matter is, cops are on edge. You're lawfully carrying a firearm. What responsibilities do you have while you're carrying that firearm to notify law enforcement? Maybe your state says you don't have to do it. I live in a state that doesn't require me to do so. But you know what? It just might be in my best interest and that officer's best interest to do just that, to put him at ease, making your life a little bit easier should your lawfully carried gun become exposed. That's not something you want to have happen. Remember, yeah, you're the good guy, but nobody else knows that at the time. That officer wants to go home. he or she is working in a very difficult environment right now. And what are we doing about it? We're putting the pieces back together and advancing our agenda and fixing that problem. But we still have to live in that environment, and you have to live in that environment. So very, very important that we help each other along. You know, and I know I'm going to get that email from that bonehead out there that says, I don't have to tell a cop crap. It's my constitutional right. He should know it. It's not my responsibility. Fine. I'll get that email, and you have every right to send me that email. If you want to send it to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. But remember this. When you send me that email, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it on air for hundreds of cities and a couple hundred radio stations, 177 cable stations, all over the internet. And I want you to be man enough or woman enough to put your name on it, because I'm going to read it, and then we're going to dissect it with experts. Makes for great radio, by the way. Fascinating stuff. So for the remainder of this hour, I'm going to jump over to a subject that we're going to be talking about for, an awful lot this year, not just for the remainder of the year, but this is something near and dear to my heart, and should be near and dear to your heart. Because we see the carnage, the tragedy in Chicago. We've been reporting it on this program for years, and it just speaks volumes of what's going on in America's inner cities. Trump addressed it. He ran on it. You've been hearing some, I'll say, bloviating from both sides about it, including from Trump. But if the mayor won't fix the problem, we're going to send the feds in. What am I talking about? We're talking about an unbelievable record high murder rate and shootings in Chicago, and numbering in the thousands. We give you the scorecard on the program almost every single week. But the inner city, how do we take the inner city back? And my next guest is an individual, a man I have tremendous respect for. You've heard him on the program before, and I'm looking forward to meeting him personally in the very near future, and that's Maj Touré, the founder of Black Guns Matter. Maj, welcome to the show, but I'm sorry I had to get a long-winded and recap the program, but really looking forward to keeping you here for the next hour. How's it going today?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? It's going wonderful so far.
Me too, brother, me too. Listen, let's go to Chicago, since I kind of stepped there. It's been in the news a little bit. Tell me about it. Give me your take as the founder of Black Guns Matter, an individual who is working so hard to fix the problems in the inner city and to educate people about responsible gun ownership. What are you up against?
We're up against a ton of legislation. We're up against foolishness. We're up against people control disguised as gun control. We're up against ignorance. We're up against apathy. We're up against, domestic terrorism. We're up against, corrupt portions of law enforcement. We're up against a lot of things that we shouldn't be, but this is where we find ourselves. So we believe that Black Guns Matter through education, proper training, informing people properly about the Second Amendment and other, well-rounded, areas to make, citizens well-rounded. We can get around a lot of this, but those are the things that we're up against initially.
Oh man, and you are too, because everything you just said is a segment, much or an hour in and of itself.
Right.
Specifically, tell us a little bit. What brought Black Guns Matter to life? What was its incarnation? What made you think of this?
Well, some of my friends, a lot of my friends are still in the street. So it's like, and some of them aren't. Some of them were making a transition, and, they're used to, but they didn't have the information. So not having the information, they would catch the same cases. My friends would catch the same possession of a firearm charge. And it's like, man, you don't even have a felony. I've had situations where friends of mine, and then buying that firearm, then turn around and not know that, okay, in the city of Philadelphia, you have to have a license to carry it on your person concealed.
Right.
And then, that just missing the information. And then you tell one person that it works for them. They tell somebody where they got the information from. That person asks you, it works for them. And then you start unofficially starting to be the person that people ask, that thing. And then after a while, we initially started, we wanted to have a license to carry drive where we could just, show people how to do it. The class was, it was packed. So because it was so packed, we decided, we need to create something around us. And that's how Black Guns Matter was started.
You started in Philadelphia, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, there are some rough areas of Philadelphia, man. Now, I know that because I used to live up that way. I worked in Philadelphia, and I worked over. I did some work in Camden, New Jersey. You know all about Camden. Those are some rough towns, some rough parts of Philadelphia. And when we come back, I want to talk to you. They really are. And I'll tell you a personal story. I love bringing personal stories because it makes this program real, and it's why the show continues to explode. People can relate to these things, and I'm sure you can too. So when we come back, I'll tell you what made me start carrying a firearm when I first got out of college, and why when I took my first job and moved up into Pennsylvania, and why I started, how I got where I'm at, because it mimics and parallels a lot of the things that you're talking about that you saw in the streets in Philadelphia that gave life to Black Guns Matter. We'll be back with Maj Touré, the founder, right after this. Don't go away.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Defensive shooting is a dynamic event that requires a lot of decisions to be made within a short amount of time.
Microseconds.
When deciding to engage, the shooter needs to transition from focusing on the threat to focusing on the front sight. When adrenaline is pumping, excess night sights are the most visible sight option for a self-defense situation. We hope you never need them, but if you do, you'll be glad you have them. Visit XSSights.com and use promo code USCCA10 to get 10% off your next purchase, giving you the defensive edge. XS Night Sights.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
And I am sitting in the Crossbreed Holster studios with you right now. I've got Maj Touré on the program with me. He is the founder of Black Guns Matter out of Philadelphia. Fascinating conversation. We're going to take it in a couple different directions here. Maj, welcome back to the program. Well, let me tell you this. As we were coming into the next break, I told you I wanted to use personal experience. I think I might have talked with you about this before, but it bears repeating because I know a little bit about Philadelphia. And I worked in some pretty rough areas of Philly that also saw me cross that Betsy Ross Bridge and go over into Camden, New Jersey. And I'm talking back in the mid-late 80s. Very rough areas of town down there. And I got to tell you, though, I think I told you this before, I miss my Jimmy's cheesesteaks. I do, man. Forget Passy Yunk and Ninth and those. I miss Jimmy's cheesesteaks over there at 4th and South. I've actually had them send them to the house at great expense before over the years during football season. But they are that good. But some rough areas. You know, I began carrying a gun when I was first transferred up to Pennsylvania when I got out of college. I found myself on my own, got into some rough areas. You know, and let's face it, trucking companies where I was calling on people generally don't tend to be over near the gated communities, you know. They tend to be right in the industrial areas, the south side of town, over on the east side of town, and over there in Camden. And I found myself in some pretty unnerving situations. So I started carrying a small 25 caliber Raven semi-automatic with me that probably wasn't going to do anything. But you know what it did? It gave me a little pep to my step, Maj. It increased my self-confidence a little bit. And I think it made me, over years, look like less of a victim. Isn't that the same kind of stuff you're teaching too?
Well, yes, we teach that, but as well as we lean more a lot on conflict resolution and de-escalation. Being in the space, even if you are, you know, a concealed carrier, you know, a firearm owner in general, it trains you to be a lot more, you know, you know exactly what can happen with this firearm. And hopefully that's the last and final resort. But a lot of times we focus on conflict resolution and de-escalation in alignment with those things because the firearm obviously is a deterrent if people know, but if people don't know, then, you know, you have to figure out, you have to be the smart person that, you know, de-escalates conflicts, gets it to a space where you're thinking more logically and you're thinking, you know, more holistically, you know. So that's all of those things, you know, it's, like I said, it's a holistic approach to the situation, and that's kind of what we teach at Black Guns Matter.
All right, give me an example of a holistic approach.
Well, for one, let's say I know exactly what a 9mm or a 40 cal shell could do to a target, a melon, or in essence, a face. With that being the case, more than likely somebody getting into an argument with me does not require me pulling my firearm. That is a tool of potential deadly force. So if somebody steps on my toe, you know, in a crowded club scene or someone, you know, someone, just things of that nature. You have to think.
You're talking real life stuff, though. I want to make that clear. What you're talking about happens, and you've seen this. So you're trying to teach people what? What's the overarching goal here is not to resort to that.
Right. Not to resort to that unless it's an absolute necessity. You know what I mean? It's an absolute necessity. If the scenario is, this is what I have to do to defend myself and my loved ones and the people that I care about and potentially, you know, innocent victims. These are things that you have to do at that point. But if you can figure out alternative ways, absolutely. The other thing is politically, you know, the Second Amendment deals with protecting yourself from tyranny.
Right.
And, you know, when the Founding Fathers created that document, it wasn't just so, you know, to protect yourself from scumbags. It was to protect yourself from tyrants. You know, and we're at spaces now where, you know, that's been encroached upon so much where, you know, they're trying to remove the ability for people to defend themselves from any form of tyranny. And so we make sure that we are expressing that, what the Second Amendment in and of itself means, how that's practical for people in urban areas, you know, every single day, how, you know, the shooting sports use firearms for investment, You know, what are the laws of your, you know, that particular locality that we're in, local and state laws, you know, what are the federal laws that we also, you know, would recommend that everyone abides by. But at the same time, how can we as firearm owners get, you know, maintain political activity or activism to make sure that we're overturning laws that are unjust or unconstitutional? You know, so all of those things are a part of the holistic approach of what we present at Black Guns Matter, you know, to the people in their towns for free. So it's just basically trying to make sure that everyone's a well-rounded citizen, using the Second Amendment as the vehicle to, you know, show people that they have the human right to defend their other belief systems and their values, you know, because those are, you know, natural rights. Those aren't given by the government. You know, the anti-federalists just, added that Bill of Rights in conjunction with the Constitution to remind people that these are, you know, birthrights, natural rights that, you know, no government can give and no government can take away. So we just want to make sure that we're giving people all of that information. And it has to be a holistic approach in order to do that, because it's not just about guns. It's about creating, you know, well-rounded citizens and, in turn, strong, well-rounded communities.
Yeah, and when you're talking well-rounded communities, when you're talking the urban environment, you're not just talking Black Americans. You're talking the urban environment and everything that encompasses the urban environment, aren't you?
Yep. I mean, I think people get that misconstrued. They see, you know, and the beauty of the name of our organization is you take from it what your perception leads you to. You know, so some of my gun friends that are white, they say, yeah, Black Guns Matter, because they may be thinking about their AR-15. You know, mm-hmm. They may be thinking about their Glock 19, maybe whatever. You know, some people think that, you know, because we are saying urban, that we must mean, and the word Black is in there, they may mean, I didn't say Black American Guns Matter.
Right.
You know, so it's and that's a good thing, because that's a great starting point and a teaching point and a teachable moment, because people can come into it with the misconception or whatever, and then they see we have people that, you know, white guys, Asian women, Spanish guys, you know, Latino, whatever. So many different racial backgrounds, because America is a melting pot. In urban areas that come out, you know, they get the hoodies, they get the mugs, they get the T-shirts, they, you know, they donate to our GoFundMe. Because we're not a separatist organization. The reason why we're focused on urban parts of America is because traditionally that's where the, you know, most unconstitutional firearm laws and gun control laws are. Those laws are not helping. You know, like you brought up Chicago earlier. If that gun legislation was true and accurate, it would be Chicago would be the most safest place on earth. But it's not, because that stuff doesn't help. You know, so better to empower the citizens, inform them. You know, go back and do a little bit of a few lessons in civics, and show people that these things were created for all citizens of America to be able to defend their belief systems. Because if you can't defend your values, you almost don't have any, you know. So really, that's the reason why, you know, we focus on the urban area, but that is not limited to, you know, people of African descent, you know.
It is the urban area and everything that encompasses that. It's a perfect place to stop right there. When we come back, I want to dig a little bit deeper into that and find out if you're getting any pushback. Then I want to talk about the tour that you're doing and some of the training regimen that you go through in those communities and what you hear from leaders in the communities. We'll be back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio Monster Broadcast Studios. Great to have you here. I'm talking with Maj Touré. Maj is the founder of Black Guns Matter. Maj, welcome back to the show, brother.
Glad to be here.
You know, the urban, glad to have you, man. Really, we need to bring you on more often. And I don't know if I said that the last time, but we certainly will in the future. You're all over the country. You've been all over the nation working. And this is something that we work with very carefully or very closely with the Second Amendment Foundation, is spreading the pro-rights message to the urban environment, the urban community. And like we said, we're talking the urban community. We're not pinpointing one segment of the urban community, but we're talking about moving gun rights forward everywhere. But you know what? Let's be honest. There's political blowback in the inner cities when it comes from so-called self-proclaimed inner city leaders. And they've worked very carefully with the media, who has disparaged and maligned all of us as gun owners over the years. What kind of blowback are you getting in the inner cities with your Black Guns Matter message? Or are you?
The irony is, because of the way that we're doing it, we're not really running into much pushback. For one, obviously the urban areas that we're going to, you know, they need the information. And so they're extremely appreciative of what we're doing. So in that sense, no, we don't get any pushback from, you know, from that side. As far as politically, I mean, they're seeing, even, you know, law enforcement is behind what we're doing. Now, not saying that that's the end-all, be-all, you know, but the reality is, you know, if law enforcement is saying, hey, these guys are interacting with, you know, teaching people about firearm safety and knowledge and how to do it the legal way, there's nothing to argue about there. So, you know, most of the, we don't really receive any pushback. What we get maybe here and there every so often is people online saying smart stuff that don't really know exactly what we're doing. You know, but right. As far as that goes, that's not real. But generally, the general public is completely behind what we're doing. You know, I mean, and they should, rightfully so, because
sure. That's and let me stop you there for a second, Maj. That let me stop you. That's not a shock to me in the least bit, not one bit.
Right.
Where the message would come across to America might be from the media, who might not like what you do. And then as right. we saw over the course of the last year, how wrong they are, that they're putting out some type of false narrative because they right. don't like guns and they're pushing a particular agenda. Meanwhile, your classes are freaking packed.
Right, right. And that's where the rubber hits meets the road. And that's where, you know, people see exactly like, oh, okay, maybe there isn't a, you know, maybe there isn't so much of a pushback. Maybe there is people that actually want this situation. And that's the truth of the matter. You know, like you said, our classes, we got to start looking for what's called larger venues, because our classes, you know, are becoming standing room only. And it's like, clearly, if the people in urban areas especially, if they don't like something, they'll tell you. They don't come. You know, we had Boston, people came in the snow. If the general public, especially from urban areas, doesn't want something, they're not going. Our classes are packed because people want this information. People are seeing the climate. People want to be, you know, informed about their Second Amendment rights. That's just the reality of the situation. So we're not really running into any pushback in that regard, because, you know, maybe 50 years ago people would have been able to have been tricked, but that's not the case anymore because, you know, people have
right.
smartphones. So. Yeah, we're not getting that pushback. The general public sees what's going on.
The general public does see. They're just not getting that information from the media. The media is either
right.
telling them a false narrative, or even more important, Maj, and I know you know this one to be the case, the worst part that we hear from that, from the media, is what they don't tell people. And what I
right.
want to do is make sure that your message is actually getting out there, because I know they're not going to put it out there. You need programs like this. You need your social media that you guys are really adept at. You need that website. So I know your site's almost ready. Thanks for your patience. I'm looking at it right now. I can't wait till it's completed so that we
right.
can start driving people to the completed product. But for the time
right.
being, you can check out officialblackgunsmatter.com and check out everything that Maj is working on. Where else can people find you? They can get you at Facebook too, right?
Right, right. They can hit me on Official Black Guns Matter. _ Maj Toure, you know,
okay.
just things like that, man. Everybody can hit us there. Yeah, like you said, social media is our ability to, you know, really communicate with people, really tell them exactly what's going on, and they can see in real time. It's not really, you know, it's not like it gets delayed, it gets this, that, and the third. They can see in real time, you know, live posts exactly what we're doing. They can see how packed our classes are. They can see the respect that we're having for firearms. And another, you know, indication of that is people can see, you know, the difference between our classes, where people are getting a cultural and philosophical understanding of what the Second Amendment means for urban areas, and seeing maybe some other classes that are only focused on firearm anatomy, or only focused on, you know, charging people $100 to tell them that, oh, yeah, stuff that they can find out online, but there's no cultural representation for their community. They can see the difference in those class sizes. You cannot continue to fool people, and I'm noticing a lot of that in the Second Amendment community too. We're not going to just treat the urban area like a new market just to be tapped. You have to
right.
serve this community. You have to serve this community, and that's what we're doing at Black Guns Matter. It's not just about charging people exorbitant fees to get them classes for information that they could get on their own. It's not about that. It's about building communities, you know, and the people see that.
All right, what do you – give me a class rundown. When you go into, let's say, oh, I don't pick an inner city. You guys were just recently in inner city in urban Atlanta not too long ago, right?
Yep.
All right, let's take Atlanta, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not too far down the road from these Crossbreed Holster studios. When you go into Atlanta, what do you do?
We respect the space, and we let everybody know that there is no, if you're a newbie, that's fine. There is no dumb question. You know, all of us are not, we're not in here talking about, you know, AR uppers and lowers, and it's not what this is. We want to make sure that there's no intimidation. This is a class that is for people to get put on a path. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, we introduce, you know, the attorneys for that neighborhood that have come out, you know, to show support and inform and educate the community. Share the contact information for trainers, instructors, and things like that from that community that are coming out, you know, to, again, service the community. And then we just go along with, you know, the philosophical and cultural components of the Second Amendment and things like that. But all mixed in there is, you know, firearm safety, which is paramount, firearm anatomy, and again, conflict resolution and de-escalation. You know, we have to do it in a very practical way. You know, when you tell somebody, listen, man, yeah, you got your license to carry and all of those other different things, but check this out. If you shoot somebody, one, you're going to get processed. You're going to get booked. So you should be thinking about how you can de-escalate that situation, because I'm pretty sure you don't want to sit however many a day or however many hours getting processed. So that's a major reason why we say, you know, you're going to spend upwards of $50,000 fighting a case if you shoot somebody and, you know, God forbid, it's a homicide involved. You know, when we break it down in very practical ways of why it's extremely important to de-escalate situations. This is valuable. And the reality is you don't want to take somebody's life. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you have to use your firearm. That is a last resort. So, again, mixing all of those things in that class, doing some Q&A, getting celebrities from the local celebrities to come out, you know, that are pro-gun, have that conversation, meet some of those, you know, men and women, and just make it a very familial, very comfortable, very respectful space. And all of that is what you can expect at our classes.
You know, perfect time to stop as we go to the break. But I guess when we come back, I want to continue that a little bit. And I don't want to get too detailed into it, but it fascinates me because I deal in this environment every day for a living. And there are people I know who deal in this environment every day for a living that I know are shocked hearing what you're talking about. How can that be? That's not what we've been told, right? How can that possibly be? When we come back, we're going to wrap up this hour of Armed American Radio with Maj Touré, the founder of Black Guns Matter. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Man, wrapping up the final hour of Armed American Radio. Those of you who were looking to hear the captain, I want to apologize. We'll bring the captain back next week. You'll hear me on his program on Wednesday morning. We're wrapping up this segment with Maj Touré, Black Guns Matter. Oh, and the captain, I'm talking about Captain Matt Bruce. Oh, and I got to tell you, too, by the way, usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Check out the three Springfield rifles, the gun giveaway you've got right now, Eastern time, an hour and 10 minutes. If you are listening to me live, if you are listening to me on a delayed broadcast or picking it up on a podcast, simply visit usccaonair.com, activate one of three self-defense shield memberships to the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA, at that website, and you're in the running for the gun a day. Today it's the Springfield M1s. If, you know, I don't know what it's going to be tomorrow, but today it's three rifles, each one valued at 1,500 bones. Even if you don't win the gun, and the odds are great. We're not talking about 30 million to one. It's all dependent on how many people go and activate a membership on that given day as to where the winners are going to come from. So you got a pretty good shot, pun intended, of winning the gun a day. Even if you don't, five people are going to win a Pendleton tax safe that is off the hook. About $8,000 for this safe. You can see the safe at usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Also, please make sure to check out our newest sponsor, XS Sight Systems. When I get off the air today, I'm ordering the sight system, the DXW standard dot for my Glock. All right, for my Glock 17. I carry that gun with me religiously. I've got some night sights on some of my other pistols. I do not have it on that. And I'm going to purchase the DXW standard. And I might go with something different. I don't know. I'll let you know. Either way, I'm going to make a purchase today at XS Sights. Now, I can't do it, but you can. Simply use the promo code USCCA and the number 10 at checkout, save an additional 10% on this on the night sights. If you don't have night sights on your gun, you ought to. I should. I should have them on that gun, and I don't. But I do have them on another gun that stays in the safe by the bed. You know, we could get into that whole conversation, but we're going to wrap up with Maj here. Maybe I'll talk about that on tomorrow's Armed American Radio Daily Defense. Maj Touré, welcome back to the program, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you here. Where do you want to go the last segment? I kind of want you to take this away because your message is so important. You know, the Second Amendment Foundation is putting that message out, desperately working in the inner community, in the urban communities, in the inner cities, to educate people about their right to bear arms. For far too long, a lot of people in the inner city heard nothing but a bunch of garbage from, you know, phony so-called leaders. In the meantime, you've got real good people. Now, Maj, let me give you one case. A.W.R. Hawkins, who I know you know well, wrote a piece about a guy, and I forget what city he was in. Don't hold me to it, but we were just talking about it in the last segment, of the guy who was laying in wait when he was watching on the video cameras outside his porch of a couple of armed thugs trying to break into his house, trying to get a crowbar. They got the door open, and he came out firing. The message, and I played the guy's audio last week on my daily show, the message was, you know what, man? You're coming here to this neighborhood where we ain't got nothing here. And what we do have, we're going to protect with our lives, and you can't have it. Okay? And the guy's message was incredible. You hear that a lot, don't you?
Yes, because yes and no. I hear that, you know, a lot because I'm traveling around the country, but the conversation or that type of statement is very rare in a lot of, or that voice is one out of many in a lot of the urban areas because, like you said, you know, urban areas have been conditioned with so many lies for so long that that level of confidence in firearms, as opposed to it being taboo, is very limited, you know. But I do hear it a lot because there is that one or two female, you know, voice in the crowd that, hey, I've had a license to carry. I had it, you know, for however many years. You know, I've had negative situations happen, and I've been able to defend myself. That bolsters confidence. That bolsters confidence when, you know, we have 19-year-olds that, you know, mothers are taking those guys, hey, I want my son to do this the right way. He doesn't have any charges. I want to start him on the process now. So, you know, and it's spreading, though, you know. But I do hear that a lot because it's the American, you know, thing. It's not about creating trouble or looking for trouble. It's about stopping trouble and you know, ceasing conflict before it gets to a certain extent.
Okay, hold it. Stop right there for a second. Yeah. Let me interrupt you. Important point. I don't want to let it slide by. So you're telling me there's some intervention in there too?
Absolutely. There has to be intervention because, you know, we're not trying to create a wild, wild west. We're trying to create a space where, you know, people are, you know, empowered. They know politically that this is their natural right, their human right. They know, you know, financially we can create spaces where, hey, there's an abandoned factory up the street. Hey, why don't I pool our resources together and we get this factory in? My guy that just came home from the military knows how to make ARs. We can create a business around this. These are the areas that we're taking Black Guns Matter, you know. And you have to intervene in situations that are negative and non-productive. You have to. As a citizen, it is your responsibility to intervene on things that are not bringing productivity to your community, whether that's, you know, negativity, whether that's ignorance, whether that's horrible, you know, economic situations. We have a great opportunity with firearms to touch a lot of those different bases and solve those problems. You know, and that you know, long roundabout way of saying, yes, this is intervention on several levels. Like I said, we are a holistic organization, and we're not going to be anything less than that.
No, you can't be anything less than that because the work that you're doing absolutely requires you to do that. Otherwise, somebody's going to get the wrong message or your message isn't going to come out the way it should. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, because there's organizations that, you know, guys and, you know, that have our trainers and things like that, but it's limited. The reason why our opposition has won for so long is because their attack is holistic. They attack you via the media. They attack you via propaganda. They attack you via, you know, movies. They put out misinformation. You know, I don't know how many times I've seen, you know, the reference of a, I mean, it's funny now, oh, that's the clip. You know, that's cultural now. You know, and that's put out there on purpose to keep people saying the wrong thing.
No, so it is. That's complete propaganda. That's Joseph Goebbels. That's exactly what that is. That's intentional misinformation being spread to propagate the lie. That's exactly what that is. Hey, Maj, we're getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio. A couple things I want to let you know. I'm going to be in touch with you and Janine. Obviously, I have your contact information, of course. And there are a couple organizations that I work with that I want to start working with you on. I'll get with you privately off air on that. I have the information necessary to give to you and have already spoken to them that want to be in touch. The other thing is I'd like to bring you on the program in another couple weeks after we make that contact and let listeners hear what direction we're going. And I say a couple weeks. It might be 3 to 4, depending on the scheduling, of course, as you know. But I want to bring you on after we do that because I think we can do some really positive things together, okay?
For sure. I'm totally with that. And anybody that wants to listen, contact listeners, hit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Black Guns Matter. Hit our GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/Black Guns Matter. Hit me up on social media, at Maj Toure, Facebook, official Black Guns Matter, _ Maj Toure. Let's talk, let's communicate, let's build, let's do work.
An amazing message. Maj Toure, Black Guns Matter founder. Thank you, brother, for everything that you're doing. We're going to talk in the next couple of days, and we're going to bring you back to the program over the course of the next few weeks when we can get the scheduling. Everything you're doing is absolutely necessary and dynamite. We appreciate it. Armed American Radio, man, the monster cast coming to a close. I'm going to end it like this, as I always do. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and bring you Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.